This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
This is Paul and Macca on Saturday Magazine. Macca, it's been an interesting morning already. Michael O'Brien on first thing this morning, which was interesting to talk to. And a couple of messages there, particularly from 317, saying they thought he was he's very statesmanlike in his messaging.
And look, I think it's important. When we opened the show, I had a few things to say where I thought there were some gaps in the response. But at the end of the day, we do really have to work together. And if we don't work together, we're not going to solve this. We're not going to come out the other side. We're going to create division. So when I was, before we went to air, Paul, I went downstairs to have some fresh air. And I ran into Brendan Nottle from the Salvation Army. And Brendan was speaking with some of his folk who are, on the street working with homeless and other people that are doing it tough at the moment. And I asked him if he had time for a quick chat, and we've got him on the line. Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
Oh, good call, Macca. Great to chat with you.
It is. Now, you looked remarkably in control. You didn't look like, because it was early in the day. But look, yeah. I'd like you to tell us, Brendan. You know, a lot of the work you're doing is in the CBD and just around the CBD. Apart from other folk not being on the street, we still have a very large homeless and population out there, and you're interacting with them every day. Tell us what you're seeing.
It's pretty interesting at the moment. We're still running our cafe for homeless people up Bruce Street. So we have been seeing up around 500 people a day come through that cafe, which is open about 22 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
But the numbers have dropped significantly since the coronavirus has hit. So we've been having conversations with people about two things. So one is, do they have any other options? And are they able to take up those options? So it could be staying with friends. It could be staying with family, if that's appropriate. But the other option is, do they want accommodation? And there's been quite a number of people that have taken up that option as well. We're seeing probably two sort of reactions, I reckon, Macca and Paul, amongst the homeless population. So one is, like everybody else, they're really distressed and really uncertain about what the future holds. But then there's another group that are in complete denial about what's going on, and I think that there's some pretty serious mental health issues at work there, and they're just not able to understand, exactly what's going on at the moment. So we're doing everything we can to try and educate everyone, but particularly that group, about how do we look after ourselves. So it's, washing your hands properly, hand sanitising, social distancing, all that. It's hard work. but that's the sort of thing that we're trying to do, because we just really want to stay focused on this idea of trying to keep everybody that we work with alive and trying to keep them well.
And this is where the outreach work, Brendan, is so important, because, they're not accessing the news sources and information and social media that we are. So they're really very, in so many instances, so disconnected. So it's so important for you guys, the men and women of the Salvos, to be out there doing this.
Absolutely. You're spot on, Macca. I reckon I've been surprised again this morning, when I bumped into you out on Burke Street, just surprised again about the number of people that are sleeping rough, that have no idea about what's going on.
Yeah.
And they're really disconnected into information sources. And so we're just trying to have conversations with people, obviously around accommodation and trying to get people off the streets as soon as possible, but talking to them in a way which is not going to freak them out, but in a way that hopefully they can understand about what's going on, but also what they need to do to look after themselves. And I think what we're also seeing is a number of people that are from different walks of life that have really been quite amazing. So we've had Parliament House have contacted us, Paul and Macca, and said, we're not going to be producing the same number of meals. Can we produce meals for you guys to take out onto the street or to use in your cafe for homeless people?
That's a great initiative.
It's been fantastic. So I was up there yesterday. They produced 6,000 meals yesterday, 6,000 meals Thursday for lots of different charities. And it's just, you know, that this virus is it's an absolutely awful thing, but it seems to be almost rejigging our society. So when we come out of it, it'll be interesting to see the sort of society we live in.
It's a good way that people are repurposing infrastructure and facilities to do that. I mean, a lot of companies are now making hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
And that example of giving out meals is such a great way of trying to redistribute to a needy group of people. Who other communities are you involved with, and how are you trying to connect with them to make sure that you can reach the people who are most vulnerable?
Sorry, can you just ask that again? It was just hard to hear. I apologise. Sorry.
Yeah, I was just saying, which other communities are you working with to try and help you reach the most vulnerable people?
So we've got engagement with on social media, but we've also got engagement with lots of different organisations. And, if there's people representing organisations that are listening to us now, we'd love them to reach out to us, because we've just got to get to every single person that's in a vulnerable situation that needs support. And one of the things I'm deeply concerned about is moving forward, you know, the number of people that have lost work and they're actually sitting at home now thinking, how on earth are we going to make ends meet? They've got no idea.
Yeah.
And we'd love to hear from those people, and we'd love to hear from any of your listeners about things that we might be able to do to work together to actually get not just food, but, you know, a whole range of supports to people that perhaps in the past have never reached out to organisations for support, but they need it. And I think what we've got to do is, organisations like ours, we've got to be thinking about how do we make access to our support and our services so much, much easier to access, much more simple. And just making sure every single person that needs our support is treated with respect and dignity, because that's absolutely what everyone deserves.
It's an interesting point you make there, Bryn, because, you know, we see that, you know, organisations such as yourself and other charities and, you know, the official welfare net, that, you know, we can all acknowledge that, you know, even before this, it was overstretched and it was not able to cope. We've now got a situation where potentially, you know, you've got a million or more, well, I think going to be greater than that, being added to that, to a system that was already creaking, both the government and the private sector and the not-for-profit.
Yep.
One thing I think is going to come out of this is that a lot of people that are now experiencing the difficulties of Centrelink, the ability of organisations, and whilst they're stepping up, you know, you're stepping up, Food Bank is stepping up, a whole lot of organisations are stepping up, you know, Joy is stepping up. Our capacity to do that perhaps they're going to realise, you know, we actually need to pay more attention to this. We actually need to understand that there are people that are going to need our help well after this is finished. And because I've, you know, as an individual, people have experienced how the system copes, they might be more of the mind to say, you know what, we need to put more money and effort into this. Do you think that's something we can all hope for and that we can aim for?
You're absolutely spot on. I think a lot of the discussion is we just have to get through the next couple of months. You know, it might be 6 months and then everything will be all right. But I think your point is absolutely spot on, that after 6 months, the problems are not going to go away,
no.
But the danger is the problems are forgotten and we just move on. So, you know, the people that are affected by structural changes that have already started to occur in society and will just continue to occur at a rapid rate of knots, those people will just get left behind and potentially forgotten. And so we've got to be, you know, organisations like ours, and I think what your FM's doing is absolutely sensational. Like, and I think absolute kudos to everybody involved in Joy FM in making sure that you're staying on air. And I know you've been creative in how you do that. I think it's absolutely fantastic that you're doing that because there's a whole group of people, an increasing number of people that feel isolated,
yeah.
that feel left behind, as I mentioned, and you're maintaining that contact. And I think moving forward, organisations like yours and ours, we've got to be really flexible and nimble and thinking really creatively and moving quickly to respond to the need as it emerges. And I think we're going to have to take risks and try things that are new, try things that we haven't tried before as a way of meeting need. And I think the reality is the way we've done things, or some of the ways that we've done things in the past, are not going to cut it going forward. You know, when we work with not just new groups of people that need support, but just an increasing volume of people that need support. So we've got to remain light on our feet moving forward, and if we're going to do this. And I think the other thing too is we have to think really creatively about how we partner and who we partner with, and perhaps we need to start to look at partnering with organisations and groups that we haven't done that before. And I think it's important that we think creatively about how we do that. It's going to be really important going forward.
Yep. Brendan, hi. We just had a message of support coming from one of our regular listeners, 317, saying, it's good to see that the most vulnerable and are being cared and not ignored. I also think it's been, our society has all been about, very selfishly probably, about individuals and wanting to look after themselves. And I think one of the good things that will come out of this pandemic, if there can be anything, is the fact that we really are focusing again on vulnerable people, particularly the aged people, particularly the ones that are sick and in need of support. And I think you're right. I think society is going to take a good, long, hard look at itself and come out of the other side saying, actually, how can we be kinder and nicer to people? And like you say, form relationships with organisations and people that we traditionally didn't think was the norm.
Yeah, I think that's a great question. The concern that we had, you know, when the pandemic really started to take grip, particularly in Italy, was an attitude that said the average age of people that were dying was 78.3, so we're okay, we're safe. And it was, you know, it's that selfish attitude that's being significantly challenged. And I reckon we're starting to see some movement in that area now where people are actually looking at how they can reach out and care for others. Over in London on Thursday night, they had people coming out onto their balconies and...
I know, clapping the NHS and everything. What an extraordinary event.
Yeah, incredible. You know, absolutely fantastic. And that's a society that's slowly starting to take its eyes off itself and starting to focus on others. And I think if we can see more of that happen in Australia, I think that would be a really powerful and profound thing. It's going to be painful, you know, as we go through changes that we need to experience as a society, because I think for a long time... We've built walls between groups. We've built walls between individuals. In a lot of ways, I think we've been pretty self-focused. It's a generalisation, but I think this pandemic it's going to force us to actually stop and realise the only way we can get through this and the only way we can be a healthy society is if we actually start to just work together, but actually care for each other.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go, Brendan, but I look forward. I was glad I ran into you in the street, and I look forward, you know, not just as Saturday Mag, but as president of Joy. You know, let's work harder on the relationship between you know, the Salvation Army and Joy. There's always some challenges. There's always some challenges there, as we know. But let's get through this, and you know, we can address those issues as we go on. But let's see how we can work together to help, you know, all the affected communities.
Yeah. Mac, I just want to say hats off to you for stopping me in the street this morning and inviting me on today. So a huge thank you to you and Paul.
Pleasure.
I'm absolutely committed to working with joy and working with your listeners, because we're in this together. We have to be. And you're right, there have been differences. Let's put them aside and let's build a strong, supportive relationship going forward. I'm committed to it and we're committed to it.
Thanks so much, Brendan.
Thank you for your great work as well, Brendan. It was great to hear you out on the streets yourself. So a big thank you to you for all the work that you're personally doing.
And you too. Go joy. I love what you're doing too.
Thank you. All right.
Okay.
We'll talk to you soon. Cheers, Brendan.
Bye, Brendan.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.